Aaron O'Toole and the Conservatives have a, what's called an opposition day motion today, and they're going to declare a genocide is going on in China against the Muslim minority group, the Uyghurs. The NDP and the Greens agree. A parliamentary subcommittee on foreign affairs agrees. Erwin Kotler, the former Liberal Justice Minister and Attorney General, was on this program yesterday and outlined, as he has done before parliamentary committees, that there is no question that a genocide is happening in China, that the forced sterilization, forced abortions, internment, and other issues, the decrease in the population by 84% of the Uyghurs between 2015 and 2019, all constitute acts of genocide according to the Convention Against Genocide. And yet Justin Trudeau has said, we will not declare it, we're studying it. Okay. Now the Conservatives and others want to boycott the Olympics. If there's a genocide taking place, and I believe the threshold has been hit, there is no moral way, no moral way you could justify that. But it does raise other questions, which I've been raising. And the Conservatives and the NDP and everyone has to ask, you can't just make the athletes the moral fig leaf on a genocide. If you are going to argue there's a genocide as they are, what are you going to do about almost 7% of Canada's trade? Agriculture, oil, goods and services. Can you still invest in China? Should we still trade with China? I know the Olympics is getting a lot of attention, but this will raise other logical questions. Now, one man who's been reportedly unhappy with his own government's position on a number of issues with China is Wayne Easter. He's a Liberal MP for Malpac PEI. He's the chair of the Commons Finance Committee, but he understands these issues very well, and he joins us now. Mr. Easter, always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Great to be with you, Evan.
The Globe quoted you just saying that you're frustrated that your own government is just not having a tough enough stance on China, that you've said they got to wake up and smell the roses on China. What did you mean?
Well, there was two issues there. One, there was a recommendation from the Finance Committee in our pre-budget consultations to withdraw from the Asian Infrastructure Bank. And the second issue was really related to my frustration with NSERC, the National Science and Engineering Research Council, getting involved with universities and Huawei in terms of, I think it was called Leading Edge Computer and Technological Research or AI Research. That was the frustrating moment for me. The Prime Minister, in his letter to the new Foreign Affairs Minister, made it pretty clear that we had to be careful to protect our intellectual property, etc. Yet NSERC is an agent of the Government of Canada. Somebody has to send them a message that this can't continue with Huawei, and I do think the federal government has to take a stronger position on Huawei. We are part of the Five Eyes. Britain and the United States have made it very clear where they are in terms of Huawei. So I really think we have to do the same in terms of a national security.
I mean, here we are, and I'm speaking to Liberal MP Wayne Easter, and here we are, we've got two Canadians imprisoned, Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig. We've got the situation in Hong Kong, what many believe is a genocide, and yet we've let Huawei, the Chinese telecom company, basically invest, you know, with universities on highly sensitive technology, something most of our partners like the UK, the Brits, the Australians, New Zealand, the Five, they won't do. We have not decided that, ruled out Huawei from our 5G, and we're part of this Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank still. So what do you think, given that what's going on in China, sir, what do you think your government needs to do right now?
Well, look, if you're the cabinet, they have to look at certainly all the scenarios from probably a much more national security interest, geopolitics, trade interests. So what about the two Michaels and all those factors? Then certainly you and I do, and they would have lots of information to do that. And I think they're trying to be politically sensitive, worried about the two Michaels and their detentions. And so they are likely trying to move in a strategic direction. But I think the Chinese should know that many of us, even in the government governing party, are very upset with China. You've heard Erwin Kotler, and he is the best that there is on this kind of a subject.
He says there's a genocide,
sir. We're getting pretty fed up with China and its geopolitics and how it may even be using Asian Infrastructure Bank for their governance objectives around the world.
Yes, that's right. That the Asian Infrastructure Bank is what we used to call in foreign policy mercantilism, an instrument of the Chinese state and their foreign policy objectives. And Erwin Kotler says unequivocally there's a genocide. Let me just ask you straight up. Do you believe China is committing a genocide against the Uyghurs? There's a lot of evidence out there. Does it meet that threshold in your view?
I certainly believe it does. I'm not the so-called expert on this particular file, but the stories that we hear on the Uyghurs are terrible. I think Mark Garneau made that clear this morning in his remarks. So what is going on there is unbelievable. If you have, the imprisonment, taking away the birthright, you name it, is happening to the Uyghurs, and that is just so wrong, and the world has to basically stand up to China.
So, but they're not. I mean, your government that you're part of hasn't declared that, so that's interesting that you are. So you would, I guess, support the notion, today there's going to be a vote on, is there a genocide? If there is, would you support relocating or boycotting the Olympics and then taking stronger sanctions? And I know Canada can't do this alone. I recognize the need for multilateral purposes, but would you say there's got to be economic and sanctions against the Chinese leadership because of this?
Well, there has to be some sanctions against the Chinese leadership. I think, you'll get into these discussions all the time. Well, should we pull out our diplomats? Should we boycott on trade? Look, I firmly believe, I'm one of the ones that believe, you have to always keep all communication channels that you can open, because once you cut off those communications channels, cut off the diplomacy, then you have a much more difficult time, I believe, in terms of solving the problem. On a trading relationship, China needs us for certain things. We need them for certain things. I mean, we're a food supplier.
I get it, but if they're committing a genocide and we don't do anything about it, then what? They don't care. I mean, look what happened and I know I got a minute here, but when Canada and 57 countries talked about arbitrary detention, China lashed out at Canada today, saying we're colluding with countries, that it's despicable and hypocritical. Like, you see how China acts.
Oh, yes, and you can see how they acted against Australia as well. But, the global community, and I'm fully confident the cabinet level is working on these issues. The global level has to take a stand together with like-minded countries and build a strategy to basically say to China, this can't continue to happen.
Wayne Easter, I really appreciate how candid you are. It's not easy to speak out basically against your own leadership on this stuff, but you are, and I appreciate it, sir. This is a very important moral issue of our time. That is Wayne Easter, Liberal MP. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care, Evan. Bye-bye.